Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin, author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, founder of WhizBang Training, Whiz with a W-H with an a Z, WhizBangTraining.com. Is that right, Bob?
That is correct.
All right. Hey, Bob. You've got some thoughts on how to. You've got a new mental model that you want to share with us on to focus on decision making and culture. Tell us what you mean.
Yeah. So the background is so I talk to a lot of retailers, a lot of business owners, and they come to me with these problems, and often I know the answers, sometimes I don't, but I what I found myself doing is saying, so ask your team, and. One day I woke up and said, well, I've been saying this enough. So I created this model. It's called ADD, and it's an acronym for Ask, Discuss, and Decide. Huh. So I'm going to give an example from retail. Let's just say your inventory, your check-in is inaccurate. So rather than saying this is what we're going to do, say how do we solve this problem and then discuss it and then decide and then rinse and repeat. And what we found was when people started asking their teams how to solve problems, the solution was almost always better. Mm-hmm. And people bought
it's called the wisdom of crowds.
It's called the wisdom of crowds, but there's I don't know where I heard this, but there's a great quote that says, let them help you plan the fight, and they won't fight the plan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So not only do you get better decisions, but you create a better culture because they're helping you make the decision. And so our clients who have really sort of started to use this for most of their decision-making process, have just found that they have more engaged employees, that their employees are coming to them with solutions and ideas. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want in a culture. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, and you probably run into this all the time too, feel that they have to have the answers. The answer is no, you don't have to have the answer. You just have to find the answer.
Life is a lot more enjoyable when you admit that you not only don't have all the answers, you're not supposed to have all the answers, and that's what you got people around you for to help you out with that. One of the things that I think is a really good addition to what you're talking about, which is excellent, and that is, whenever people bring me something that they're working on, I tell them, don't bring me a problem if you don't have a solution to go with it. Never take a problem to somebody unless you've thought about it enough to offer your idea, even if it's not going to be the one we use, at least tell me that you thought about it enough that here's your idea about how we should approach it. What do you
think? That's right. Make sure that they have thought about their thinking before they come to you with their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%.
And that makes people increasingly makes them critical thinkers, more critical thinkers, which makes them more valuable in a planning session, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's been a wonderful, wonderful model. And, like in our Platinum Mastermind group, which is our highest level coaching group, it's just become part of that culture for several of those members. Mm-hmm. And, they're thrilled with it. It takes so much pressure off the owner.
Well, and it's when you get to the point where you can have those kind of people around you, and you're a mature enough leader to delegate to them, you can actually take off a day and not worry about the business. That's when I, somebody said, well, you know, you want to make $1 million? And somebody else said, no, I just want to be able to take a day off.
Right. That's exactly right. That is precisely correct. Correct. Yeah. And, you know, just the, everything about that idea of, you know, building a team that's empowered, building a team that actually helps you build your business. It just reduces stress, increases profit, you know. And also, one of the things that you know for sure, and everybody out here, all of your listeners know, is you don't know when life's going to come and smack you upside the head. You don't know.
You mean like a pandemic?
Like, you don't know if there's going to be a pandemic.
That's right.
But so that was sort of a big sweeping thing. But, you know, outside of the pandemic, you know, a parent dies.
Right.
You know, a child gets sick. You know, all these things. Or you get sick.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't built your team and your culture, you are in a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You build your team. You build your culture. You build your business. In fact, if I can make a super quick pitch, for the next week, we are doing a five-part free webinar series called Rock Solid Retail.
Rock Solid Retail. Where did they get that? WhizBangTraining.com?
Yeah, WhizBangTraining.com, and it's free.
Five weeks for free, folks. Check that out. I promise you, you'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will. It's always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
See you next time. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.